vocabulario, gramática,
listening y speaking.
Aprende estas y más habilidades en este tu podcast English Way RD para aprender inglés con Thomas
y Starling. Vamos, ¿qué esperas? Exploremos el idioma a tu paso de forma divertida en este nuevo episodio.
Hey there, English listeners. Welcome to another episode of English Way RD, the podcast where learning is always fun, with you as always, your host, Thomas. And today, we're going to have an episode a little bit different than before, because we're going to have our friend George walking us through the path of the English required to study medicine. Yes, those of you who have studied medicine all around the globe, all of you that wants to be doctors, this podcast is for you. So tune in, pay close attention, and enjoy.
Don't miss out on another episode. Want to join our exclusive community and support our work? It's easy. Subscribe on your preferred platform with just a click of the subscribe button. Plus, if you want to directly contribute to the growth and quality of our program, join our Patreon group. Just click on the Support the Show link in the description and become part of the team that's making it possible for this show to keep getting better. Your support makes a difference. Now, let's go to the show.
Let's face it. Memorizing those endless Latin names for muscles and diseases is hard enough in Spanish. But fear not, future doctor extraordinaire. This episode is your crash course in essential medical English vocabulary and phrases. Consider us your personal translators, here to break down the lingo and have some laughs along the way. Because let's be honest, a little humor is the best medicine. Besides actual medicine, of course. Throughout this episode, we'll be throwing out key terms and phrases, then dissecting them to understand their meaning and usage. We'll also sprinkle in some fun facts and cultural references to keep things interesting. Think of it like a medical school lecture meets your favorite late-night talk show. Ever wondered why half the stuff we say in medicine sounds like gibberish straight out of ancient Rome? Well, wonder no more. Medical terminology is heavily influenced by Latin and Greek because, well, those civilizations were pretty darn good at anatomy. They didn't have x-rays or stethoscopes, but they sure knew their femur from their fibula. So the next time you encounter a term that sounds like a Harry Potter spell, remember it probably has some historical significance. Take the word gastritis, for example. Gastro comes from the Greek word for stomach, and itis signifies inflammation. Put them together, and voila, inflammation of the stomach. Easy, right? Now let's get down to business. Here are some essential medical phrases to get you started. History of present illness, HPI. This is basically the patient's story in their own words. You'll hear things like dolor de pecho, chest pain, or fever. Translated into medical English, chief complaint, CC. This is the main reason the patient came to see you. It's like the headline of their medical story. Past medical history, PMHX. Ever had chickenpox as a kid? That goes here. It's a record of the patient's past medical experiences. Family history, FAMHX. Did your abuela, grandmother, have diabetes? This section explores any health conditions that run in the family. Social history, SH. This dives into the patient's lifestyle, smoking, exercise, diet, and all that jazz. Fun fact alert. Did you know the word doctor comes from the Latin docere, which means to teach? So you're not just diagnosing illnesses, you're also educating your patients. Now that we've explored some basic phrases, let's delve into the fascinating world of medical vocabulary. Symptoms. These are the clues the patient gives you about what's wrong. Think of them as breadcrumbs leading you to the diagnosis. Some common symptoms include dolor, pain, nausea, and fatigue. Signs. These are the objective findings you get through a physical exam. So, while a patient might say their stomach hurts, dolor abdominal, you might see distension abdominal, abdominal distension during the exam. Diagnosis. Ah, the million-dollar question. This is your medical detective work coming to fruition. A diagnosis could be something common like resfriado, common cold, or something more complex. Treatment. Here's where you become the hero, prescribing medication, medicamentos, or recommending therapies, terapias, to get your patient back on their feet. Remember, medical terminology can be tricky, so don't be afraid to ask clarifying questions. For example, if a patient says they have dolor de cabeza, you might want to ask if it's a pulsating dolor, throbbing pain, or a punzante dolor, sharp pain. The more specific you are, the better the diagnosis. Now that you've got the foundation, let's explore some advanced vocabulary to impress your future colleagues. Differential diagnosis. This is basically your list of suspects. You consider all the possible explanations for the patient's symptoms before settling on the most likely culprit. Prognosis. This is your educated guess about the patient's outcome. Palpation. This fancy word just means feeling around with your hands during a physical exam. So, next time you hear palpar el abdomen, palpate the abdomen, you know the doctor's on an investigative mission. Vital signs. These are the body's essential measurements: temperature, temperatura, heart rate, frequencia cardíaca, respiratory rate, frequencia respiratoria, and blood pressure, presión arterial. They're like the vital statistics of your internal world. Now, let's take a trip to la farmacia, the pharmacy. Mastering medication names is a whole other beast in medical English. Here are some tips: brand versus generic. Many medications have a brand name, like Advil, and a generic name, like ibuprofen. The generic name is usually shorter and more technical sounding in English. Focus on suffixes. Many medications end in specific suffixes that hint at their function. For example, cillin. Antibiotics fight bacteria, and olol. Medications often affect blood pressure. Bonus points for remembering these common medication categories. Antibiotics. These take down those pesky bacterial infections. Pain relievers. Your best friends for headaches, muscle aches, and other pains. Antihypertensives keep blood pressure in check. Antidepressants help manage symptoms of depression. Watch out! Medication names can be tricky, so double-check pronunciation and spelling before prescribing anything. As future medical professionals, you'll likely encounter patients from diverse backgrounds. Here are some things to keep in mind. Respecting cultural beliefs. Some cultures have traditional healing practices. Be open to understanding these practices and working collaboratively with patients. Language barriers. If you don't share a language with your patient, utilize translation services or find common ground through basic medical phrases. A smile and a kind gesture can go a long way. Remember, communication is key. By understanding your patient's cultural background and medical history, you can build trust and provide better care. This episode was just a taste of the exciting world of medical English. There's always more to learn, but with dedication and practice, you'll be conversing with patients and navigating medical charts like a pro. Don't forget, learning a new language is a marathon, not a sprint. Embrace the journey, have fun with the process, and remember, a little humor can make all the difference.
Gracias por unirte a nosotros en este episodio especial. No olvides suscribirte a este podcast para aprender inglés en tu reproductor de podcast favorito como Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts o cualquier otra aplicación de podcast y así vas a obtener actualizaciones semanales de nuestros nuevos episodios. Recuerda visitar las notas del episodio en EnglishWayRD.com. Ahí encontrarás las conversaciones que trabajamos en cada episodio, las transcripciones y recursos adicionales de nuestro podcast para aprender más inglés. Recuerda que tenemos dos episodios semanales, lunes y miércoles. And last but not least, never forget to practice. Practice is the key to success. La práctica hace el maestro. Recuerda darnos 5 estrellas en Apple Podcasts, Spotify o cualquier otra aplicación en la que nos escuches y te permita un sistema de ratings. Nos escuchamos en el próximo episodio.